Blackstone presents Under a Starlit Sky by E. M. Castellan. This book is read by Shiromi Arserio. For my parents. 1662. King Louis XIV is 23. He rules France alone. A year ago, he decided to make his father's hunting lodge at Versailles the seat of his power, a safe haven away from Paris. A dream palace for his court, a gilded cage for the nobles, the legacy of a sun king. Spring. Chapter 1. The enchanted clock in the salon chimed 3 o'clock in a bright outburst of coloured paper and glitter, signalling the end of the party. Yet the revelry had been winding down for some time already, and general indifference met the disbanding of the string orchestra. As the musicians stretched and exchanged tired nods, the scraping of their chairs on the parquet floor echoed in the unnaturally quiet gilded rooms of the chateau's ground floor. Like a flower closing up for the night, Versailles gently drifted into sleep. The train of my shimmering gown clutched in one hand and one of my silk shoes in the other, I stepped gingerly across the cluttered floor. The king had decreed the party's themes should be nature, nymphs, and fauns, and the magicien in charge of the court entertainment, the Comte de Saint-Aignan, had made it so. Hours ago, a select group of Louis's relatives and friends had gathered in the newly renovated small castle, wearing all manner of magically enhanced costumes. Ignoring the April chill, they'd strolled in the manicured gardens, danced to Lully's latest compositions in the salons, eaten pastries off silver plates by the open windows, and drunk gold-dusted wines under sparkling chandeliers. For a while, music and chatter and laughter had filled the king's chateau, like a rehearsal of the grander entertainment he hoped to provide here soon for his entire court. Now, however, the revellers scattered, some wandering off outside, others retiring to their chambers. A few still dotted the salons as I made my way to my own apartments. Snoring figures collapsed on settees like puppets with their strings cut. Giggling people shuffling along with their arms linked in an attempt at balance. Flirting lovers still whispering in corners under the illusion of privacy. And as the party slowly dissolved into the night, so did the magic conjured by the Count. All around...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?